Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Welcome in, Big Bad Morning Show. Jeremy Conn, Ed Norris, Rob Long is off today. Talk a little NHL coming up later. World of Stupid in this hour. Got a bunch of fun stories, but right now we're going to talk about which statement do you agree with more? The Colts are the AFC's best team, or the Bills are frauds?
I'd say the Colts are the AFC's best team. Because I will never call the Bills frauds.
I think I'm going the other way.
Okay.
Because I don't think either one. Can I say
that? That's not the way the question is framed. That's why I said that.
I don't think either one are true.
Me either.
But I think there's a. Oh, God. Am I really going to say this? Because I don't believe it. If you force me to pick one,
right.
I'm going to say the Bills based upon who they've beat, how they've played the last two games, that there are some issues there. But when you have Josh Allen back there, quarterback, and a lot of those issues go away. I would say, because I definitely don't think the Colts are the AFC's best team. I think they're playing well.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, they still have Indiana Jones at quarterback, and we need to see if that cat is going to hunt for the rest of the year. We got to see him on the road, what they're going to do. They've had a lot of home games.
Yeah.
But they're good. They're good.
They're good.
Now, do you see any issues with the Bills? Do you think this last two games is just, it's football, this happened?
I think it's football. I still think the Bills are good. I don't think they're as good as they've been, but I think they're good. But let's just go back to the Colts. I think the problem I have with the question is, I don't believe either one is true. But if I'm going to go, which is more true, I'd say the Colts. However, you said they've home, not only they've home games, listen to who they beat. They beat the Dolphins at home. They beat the Broncos by a point at home, so I give them that. They beat the Titans at home. Boop, big whoop. They lost to the Rams. They beat the Raiders. They beat the Cardinals. They really haven't beaten any of the top-tier teams.
Neither have the Bills.
Right.
I mean, Bills, if we went over theirs, it's the same thing. It's almost, I think they've played almost the same opponents. Beat the Ravens, the Jets, the Saints, the Dolphins.
Right.
That's who they beat.
Yeah. And I always say you got to play who's in front of you. They don't make the schedule, so it's not fair. But that's who they beat. Then they got handled by the Falcons. They really did. I mean, that wasn't close. You know, just the way they played that game.
I hate when Joe asks these dumbass questions like this, because somebody inevitably is going to email us. Why do you think the Bills are frauds? I don't think they're frauds.
I think Joe just gave you the finger. You weren't looking.
I can't turn. I got a pinched nerve in my
neck. I threw
up
deuces. If this is what we get emails about, that's great. Considering about what you'll probably be talking about in 45 minutes.
No, I don't think I have anything to... Like, that does bother me.
We spent the first 4 minutes of the show talking about serial killers, nipple belts, and turning people into lampshades.
Yeah, why would you do that?
What's wrong with that?
That's a good point. That's all nonfiction.
Does the nipple belt, when you use that...
It's 6 o'clock in the morning.
Does that slide into the little hole where the metal piece is supposed to go? The nipple slides through?
Ah, man, I got to put a new hole in this one.
Wear it out. Oh, this one looks like a silver dollar.
So awful.
See, just bad. Anyway, but getting back to this, Joe, do you have a feel for this question? Do you think, first off, you don't think either one are true, right?
I think one is more correct. I would say that the Bills are frauds.
Oof.
Hmm. Shout out to Dan Orlovsky because he called the Falcons beating the Bills like 4 or 5 days ago.
I did too. Yeah. Shout out Jeremy.
But you were just going from the money line, weren't you?
Shout out Jeremy.
You weren't doing it from an analytical standpoint.
Get out of here. I'm talking about it all week that I like the Falcons to knock them off. But it's okay.
Yeah, well, shout you out. Didn't step out of the back of the end zone.
Hooray me.
Like Dan Orlovsky did. But the Bills haven't beaten anybody.
No, they haven't.
So...
But you only play who's on your schedule, though.
I understand that, but
the Ravens were going to be good.
We did, and I think they are good, but they're just choke artists. So
and you haven't seen the Ravens really all season because they're not here.
Exactly. For about three quarters, we thought, you know, I saw a video the other day of DeAndre Hopkins' catch in that Bills game, and I thought, just like what the caption said, man, I thought we were going to have a great season after that catch.
Yep.
And it's been all downhill from there.
Nothing. And, you know, like the... The odd thing about this is when we talk about the league and how it's being watered down is you realize your team's 1-5 and you're not out of it. Everyone is still talking playoffs. Like, and not like tongue in cheek. Like, they really believe that they're going to make that run to go to the... I do too. Yeah. I just think the AFC is crap.
I mean, I think the NFL's crap this year.
Yes.
Because I was looking at... I had to catch myself. I said, well, they haven't beaten... Talking about the Bills, they haven't beaten any top-tier teams. I'm looking... Who are the top tier teams? Who are they?
What if I gave you the NFC?
Are the Steelers that good? No, are the Colts that good? Those are division leaders. The Broncos? Meh.
Let me ask you this. Because I know what your answer is.
Beat the Jets by nothing. Like,
I know what your answer is going to be. I'm going to take the NFC side of it. The Bucs are the best team in the NFC or the Eagles are frauds?
Oh, the Bucs are the best team in the NFC.
I think the Eagles are frauds. I want to see the Bucs at full strength to see what this cat can do. He's doing it with backups.
I know.
And a young rookie MVP at wide receiver in his first game ever. That's still one of the best clips.
I hope he's not hurt because he's so much fun to watch.
Who, Igbuka? He's going to miss a couple weeks, I think. And then now you're back to your Jalen McMillans. I want to see what Tez does. Tez is a good player, man. He's just undersized. Loving seeing him getting an opportunity here, but
MVP
Buccaneers. Yeah. Buccaneers look like they're for real. They got to figure out their back end's a little leaky. They're good against the run, which is always going to keep them in games.
They've always been good against the run,
but they're leaky on the back end.
Yeah. Levante David still 14 years in the league.
Is it 14 already?
I think it is.
Time is flying by.
But he's still playing at a high level.
Hall of Famer.
Yeah.
He's going to be, when you go back and look at those numbers, and it's funny cause we don't mention his name as much. Amongst like some of the great inside linebackers that we've
seen. Small market team.
Yep.
Yeah.
But let's grab a phone call here. Somebody wants to get in and talk. It's Joaquin in Baltimore. Joaquin, what's up, man? What are your thoughts?
Hey, how y'all doing, man? Y'all took every word out of my mouth. And to add to it, they ran into Bijan Robinson, man. He's kind of underrated, but he looked like old Tomlinson out there. You know what I mean? And
yeah.
Buffalo has a problem with that. But another thing I want to mention, too, the Colts are for real. I think the Colts are for real. And I also think that, you know, well, we can't forget that Lamar has only I got to throw this in there. He got 10 touchdowns and one pick. I think he got a 130-something quarterback rating. And I hear this town keep trashing him. I'm like, this guy's a guy still. And I think, just like you guys said, man, we're going to go on a run. I'm not worried about it. I mean, every Super Bowl season we done had has always been some crap.
Yeah.
And then, bam. So, I mean, this history, I mean, I've been listening to you guys for 20, how long you guys been in Baltimore and all that. And we know with the Ravens always go through this little stupidness, and then all of a sudden, slap, you know, and that's how it is. And that's how we get our reputation. And every time somebody plays, it's a Super Bowl. So... We got to come for it, man.
That's funny. It's funny you say that. Thanks, man.
Appreciate the call.
Even the first Super Bowl. What did they go, four games without scoring a touchdown?
Mm-hmm. Five.
Five? Yeah. Yeah. Didn't score a touchdown.
Best defense in the history of football. Yep. Rashawn's in Baltimore. Rashawn, you're on the fan. What's up, man?
Hey, what's going on?
What's
good morning, fellas.
Good morning, man.
Two things I got for y'all. So yesterday, y'all didn't get to answer my question about the backup quarterback situation. I know hindsight was 2020 with Jameis Winston. He was on the market, right?
I would say this. I would say they would have never been interested in Jameis Winston because he's too much of a wild card. Because you can't trust him throwing the football to not throw it to the other team, and this team's always been about taking care of that.
Yeah.
Right. But I still think he would have been a better option over Cooper Rush right now, and he would have gave us a shot of maybe winning some games. You know, he definitely won some games when he was with the Browns last season. You know, won him some games. But And my other thing was this, right? I try not to bring the Cowboys in this, but it relates to the Ravens, right? Out of them two teams, right, who has the best chance of making the playoffs, you know?
The Ravens and the Cowboys?
Yeah, between the Ravens and the Cowboys. And then don't forget, before you answer that, remember, CeeDee Lamb is coming back. And yeah. I know, him and Pickens paired up, it's going to be hard to stop that offense, even though the defense sucks for the Cowboys.
Is Lamb going to play cornerback or no?
No, I'm saying they're going to put up a lot of points, more points, you know, than the other team.
I honestly think they're both probably in close to the same boat, and I would say Dallas is a little bit ahead just because of they've won a couple more games, and you still have all your divisional opponents, but the Ravens got to show us they can actually play.
You know who I think has the best backup quarterback in the NFL?
Who?
The Bucs.
Who's their backup?
Teddy Bridgewater.
Oh, yeah, I forgot about that. He's not coaching high school football anymore.
I think he's a really good backup, though.
Yeah, solid. Comes in, game manager at this point, but that's all you need.
I think he's better than the guys we mentioned. I'd rather have him than Jameis.
Yep. All right, we're going to talk some Orioles coming up at 7:30, World of Stupid at 7:45, but up next, it's Ed's NHL recap. We'll get into the hockey. We'll do it with Ed right here on the Fan.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Into the second minute of OT. First goal wins it. On the move, Wilson full throttle. Tom Wilson turns. Wilson feeds the front. Score! Jacob Chychrun! Washington's a winner.
Yep. Caps win in overtime. 3-2 over the Lightning. Obviously a good game. It was tied to 2-2 going into OT. It was Jacob Chychrun. With the game winner, Tom Wilson really had a lot to do with that, though. He had a big night. He had a goal and two assists. He may be one of my favorite players in the NHL because people think he's a goon because he can fight. Mm-hmm. I mean, he's a really tough guy, but he's a good hockey player. He's not like a lot of these guys that are just there for that. I mean, he had a speed rush on net last night, and then obviously. You make the goalie pay attention to you, but he's got to pay attention to what's coming on the other side. And a great pass to Chychrun and all that, and they score, and you win 3-2. But the point is, I just think Wilson's – if people are fans of the Caps in the region, I mean, everybody loves Ovi, and rightly so. He's one of the greatest to ever play the game. But I like Wilson. I really do.
How do you think the Caps are going to be this year? What's the expectation?
Pretty good, actually.
Okay.
I think they are, because last year they were supposed to be, you know, DOA, they're done, they're this, they're that, they're too old. But the problem is, it's hard to judge anything right now. Teams have played 3 to 5 games so far. I'm just looking at the standings here. Oh, wow. Yeah, only one team has played 5 games. That's the New York Rangers. Everyone else has played 3 or 4. So it's a little tough to measure who's going to be good. But common sense would dictate, or at least last year would be, the Panthers are going to be good. The Hurricanes are going to be good. The Avalanche, the Stars, the Oilers, the Golden Knights, they're all going to be good. So you got that, the Utah Mammoth. I don't know how they're going to be. But those are the teams that I think would be in at the end. I think the Maple Leafs are supposed to take a step back this year. I don't know quite why people feel that way, but they do.
Now, Florida's in action tonight. They didn't start off. They got a bunch of guys on IR.
They do. They have a couple of stars. I know Tkachuk is out till December. So they got a couple of guys hurt. But right now, they're tied with Boston, top of the Atlantic. Actually, tied with Montreal, too. 6 points. Actually, they're all 4-3-1, the top three teams in the Atlantic. But I think the Hurricanes will be very good. I think the Caps are going to be good this year. And Ovi played like, he's 40 years old now. He played like he was 28 last year. So he's going to break the record. He's going to be the all-time leading goal scorer for sure. And he's still playing like a young Ovechkin. And he's another one. Like, two of the people that everyone pointed to for years were Alex Ovechkin and Sidney Crosby. Ovechkin's not Crosby.
No.
Ovechkin's a big guy. He's a big, tough guy. He's not Sidney Crosby, who needs to be protected by the officiating. But it's, you know, you may, I get excited about hockey season. I think the Lightning are going to be good again this year. And of course, I don't even look at the power rankings this time of year, because if you do, teams start off slow, and a team like the Lightning might be 22nd in power rankings, end up being one of the best teams in the league. Right now, the Red Wings are one of they're looking good. I don't know if they're going to be good.
You're looking good, Red Wings.
The teams I know are going to suck: the Buffalo Sabres, Chicago Blackhawks. They're going to be terrible
again.
I think so. There's just nobody there, so I don't quite get it. But the New York Rangers did set a record. They're the first team in NHL history to be shut out in their first 3 home games.
Really?
Yes.
What's wrong with them?
I don't know. They're not going to be. I'm not anticipating a very good season. They missed the postseason last year after winning the President's Trophy the year before.
After saying they had all this young talent,
they did, they had the best record in hockey the year prior. And then last year they don't even make the postseason. They replaced the coach. I don't know what's going to happen with the Rangers, but I was anticipating really good things from them. I don't think they're going to be that good this year. But if you're a Caps fan, I think you're going to have a good season. And actually, it's funny. The Rangers, they've had such a rocky start. I can imagine what the New York media is doing with them. This is, not only is it the first team in NHL history to be shut out their first 3 games, it's the second longest minute drought. 180 minutes, obviously, 3 games, 60 minutes. Pittsburgh Pirates. They used to be a Pirates team.
Really?
Yeah. 1928. 187 minutes. The only reason they had more scoreless minutes, they went to overtime. So that's the dubious distinction the Rangers have right now. It's just not looking good for them. And I know Rob's going to be crushed about that.
Looking good, yeah. Rangers. Well, as far as like some of the other teams that we typically see up top, is it usual suspects with the best teams in the league? Like, we've talked about, I know Tampa just picked up their first win. Then they start off a little slow.
It's 1-2, yeah. They start off slow for sure.
They were 0-4, and then they were favored, yeah. I think, in that's the third
one,
game.
They're 1-2-1.
Yeah. But like the typical teams mm-hmm. we're used to seeing, Boston and Florida and
Florida, you got,
Carolina.
To me, until you can beat the reigning champs, they're still good. And I think what Florida's got an advantage, and this is why teams are training to actually, or building their rosters. What do we do here? You look at the Chiefs when you're a Ravens fan.
Mm-hmm.
Well, how do we get past that team? Don't worry about everybody else, because you know you're going to face them in. How do you get past them? It's the same in the NHL. People now looking at the Panthers like, how do we beat those guys? Because they're the ones to beat when it comes to Stanley Cup play. And they're so freaking physical. They just slapped the Oilers around last year. Last two Stanley Cups. And now teams, like if you watch what's happening, the Philadelphia Flyers, because of this, they actually hired UFC fighters to train their players how to fight better.
Really?
Yes. Yeah. The guy we had on, Johnny Cannoli.
Yeah.
The guy the dirty boxer from Philly.
Mm-hmm.
Him too. They were all photographed with the Flyers. Because Leifman's involved.
Okay.
Leifman's involved with the Philadelphia Flyers now. And they're actually training their guys to fight better because of the Panthers. That's how serious this has gotten. This is why I think, honestly, this is why I believe, we're talking to Vinny Serrato, why Charlie got drafted by the Hurricanes. Because Charlie's a bigger player. He's like, he's a strong kid. He's like probably 6 foot two something. But he can go into the corners. Like, you don't want a 5'7", you know, 170-pound wing when you're facing that team because beat your brains in.
Yeah.
So they want, you know, bigger players. You figure, you know, Charlie's looks like he's going to be, he's only a kid. So as he, you know, he becomes like 25 years old, he's 20 now. You know, they're looking at the guys like him, I assume, because he'd be someone good to put up against the Florida team. So
that makes sense. I mean, look, it's always been a copycat league of how do we get past it. I remember teams drafting certain positions in the NFL because they couldn't get past one team because of this, whether it was cornerbacks or running back or whatever. Excuse me.
And Edmonton, you know, what is it? McDavid just signed a woefully underpaid contract, somewhat of his skill level, where he's getting $12.5 million a year for 2 years. I think he just wants to stay long enough to win the cup and keep him and Draisaitl together. Because they haven't. They'll give one more shot. But you know, you look at him and you look like Kaprizov. He got a much bigger contract. He's a great player, but not as good as McDavid. And he's getting a lot more money per year.
You think Edmonton has a good shot this year?
Yeah, they're going to be. I think they're going to be in it again this year. But I don't think they're going to be Florida. If Florida wins the East, I don't think they're going to beat them.
Just bully them?
Yeah.
Like they did last year. All right. That's the hockey. We've got more coming up. World of Stupid at 7:45. But up next, a little update on the Orioles managerial search. Luis Rojas has reportedly interviewed. Reactions, what impact will the coaching searches by the Giants, Padres, and Braves have on the Birds? We discuss that next right here on The Fan.
When you go into any type of hiring process, experience is usually, overwhelmingly usually, a big positive. It is not a requisite for managerial success. It'll all be weighed in the portfolio of the candidate.
That's Mike Elias talking about the search here for a hire for a new manager. And thing I'd say about that is, like, I like what he's saying, because with a team like the Orioles where you think you are, I think experience does matter here, because it's probably going to help put you over the top if you have some. And I guess when you're looking at Ryan Flaherty, who was one of the front runners here, at least they believe he's going to be. And apparently maybe for the Padres, because their manager, Mike Schilt, just stepped down. And a couple other teams out there, maybe that is something. But if you're looking at like Luis Rojas, who we were talking about, the Yankees third base coach, he led the Dominican team to a championship as a manager. Some Yankee fans hate him as a third base coach.
Oh, that's the stupidest. I saw some of the comments.
Yeah.
I mean, he sucked as a third base coach. What did he do?
Did he send when he
sent somebody he shouldn't have sent? Like,
did he
come
not
on.
Send somebody when he when you thought he should have sent them?
I mean, fans are such a-holes. They really are. I saw the comment. He sucked as a third base coach. What? It was a bad send?
Please, like, take him, Orioles.
What did he do? Like,
well, and again, like, I'm fine with whoever they hire. I know there were a lot of people talking about Mancino getting an opportunity here. I never thought that was going to happen, even though I thought he did a fairly good job. But ultimately, the guy you bring in is going to clean house and decide who he wants to keep here, who he wants to bring in of his own. If it ends up being Rojas, if it ends up being Flaherty, I'm fine with either one of those guys.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But I, you know, there's some other names out there too that could end up being interesting. The tie-in with him, we just built the facility in the Dominican.
Yes.
And then all of a sudden you're getting the guy that led them. Is that a? Mm-hmm. I mean, I think it's an interesting tie-in here, right? Like, if you're thinking about that, and does that help filter players from there to here with his?
Shouldn't it?
Knowledge of the players and I guess people knowing who he is down there as well.
Yeah, I mean, shouldn't it really help if the guy is, you know, he managed the national teams, he was a Dominican player.
I wonder if anybody has like names of people that they wanted. I know people call in and say Buck Showalter. Buck was one of my favorite guys. That's not who it's going to be.
Yeah.
So we're wasting our time even talking about it.
But I mean, with Rojas, it's not just, you know, he they put to the Dominican team. He managed the Mets for 2 years, and it's kind of, I think it's an unfair sample size because they weren't very good then. They were around 500 or below, but it was during COVID.
Mm-hmm.
So to me, everything in that era gets a little asterisk. So, I mean, he's already managed a major league team. He's managed his national team to a championship. He certainly has the experience, and you mentioned the Dominican tie-in. I think it's a big help.
Yeah, half-brother of Moises Alou. I didn't know that.
Is he really?
Yeah. There's a lot of interesting stuff about him. Says he's workout obsessed. He's a wine sipping, dominoes
playing
baseball
lifer. He looks like he's workout
obsessed. Yeah.
I mean, he looks like he can play now.
But again, I like the idea that he's a baseball lifer too. And for the people, I would love for Ryan Flaherty to come back just to bring back Ron Flattery and have Dave and Salisbury call in and discuss him. But, you know, I think that's a baseball guy. He's another one of those guys going to be a baseball lifer. Dad probably coached. He's probably going to end up coaching and managing. So I think when you look at Flaherty, he's going to get a job.
Up. He's Felipe Lou's son.
Yeah.
I didn't know that.
Yeah.
When you mentioned Moises, I'm like, I didn't know that.
Good. I mean, look, it's an interesting name that kind of get thrown in the mix here as they're doing their due diligence. But I definitely want to see something happen sooner than later so we can kind of figure out what we're doing elsewhere.
Well, you think you need to because I get it. It's only October. February is going to be before you know it. You don't want to make this decision then. Like in January is it right away. It's have someone now so you can start deciding what you're going to do in the winter.
And I guess this is a good time to bring it up. I was just talking to Ed about this in a commercial break. Someone reported that the Reds are floating Hunter Green out, who just signed a contract, and it's a very favorable contract, by the way. Floating him out there because they want immediate offensive help at the major league level.
Yeah.
And then that's when all of a sudden, like the Orioles have to make a trade, whether people realize it or not. And they can sit here and say, we don't have to. Then what are we doing? Are you going to get better? Are you just bringing back the same offense you had last year? There, it makes a ton of sense to look at them and go, okay, who are we swapping? Is it a Kobe Mayo and a someone else for Hunter Green? Is it a 1v1 swap? Is there like, that would make total sense to me, that type of move. I'm not saying it has to be for Hunter Green, but if you find a team that's willing to give up pitching, that should be your first phone call because you missed out on Garrett Crochet last year, depending on what they were asking for. Yeah. We don't know, but he turned out to be pretty damn good.
Hunter Green would be a great addition, though, because I think you'd have a good starting staff anyway.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, bullpen needs a lot of help.
You think about having a power, like having Rodgers, Bradish, and him at the top of the lineup, top of the rotation. We don't know what's going to happen. I'm assuming they're offering him, giving him the qualifying offer, mm-hmm. and they get something back if he walks, but I don't know. And then again, Grayson Rodriguez is the wild card.
He is.
Can't expect anything from him.
But it's sad. I don't really expect anything.
It sucks because I think there's a ton of talent there. I thought he was going to be just like Dylan Cease, and we have yet to see that, but because he can't stay healthy. I mean, we've seen the talent. There's no question about that. But he has not stayed healthy at all. And in looking for the managerial search, that has to get done. And then all of a sudden, then we start looking at the baseball moves. Are they moving a Kobe Mayo? Are you doing, is there something that we're not thinking about that's outside of the box that they're going to do?
Yeah.
Because they're going to go out and sign some arms in the bullpen. There's no question about that. They have to.
Mm-hmm.
But this should be a very fun offseason, even though the regular season wasn't as fun as we'd liked or thought it would be. That was just trash. And then now you're coming back. Let's see how active they are. And I've said this before. The past two off seasons weren't great off seasons for a team looking for what the Orioles were looking for.
Yeah.
Last year, they were starting pitching, but you had to vastly overpay for it. So maybe now they decide to do that. I just couldn't give an eight-year deal to Max Fried. I couldn't give the type of money.
That's the name I was going to bring. Would you have? You wouldn't have done.
No.
You just answered my question. That was the first thing I was going to say. What about Max Fried? Did we miss on him?
I told you I love that guy. I didn't think he was going to get an eight-year deal. Yeah. His past 3 years, he's been hurt every year.
Yeah.
And this year, he was really good. He started off amazing.
Well, that's a team that can afford to do it, though.
But that's my point.
That's the problem.
When people were bitching about Brian Cashman, it's like, oh, you got to go out here. And you gotta, I can't believe this. You got to surround, who was it? Rob was talking about Chris Canty going after the Yankees. Like, you got to surround Aaron Judge with talent. What are you talking about? They're in the top three and spent money every single year.
Yeah.
And the only reason they're not number one is because of what the Mets did in signing a $1 billion player away from them.
Right.
And the Dodgers, who signed multiple. Yeah. I mean, these contracts are just absurd, man. So, all right. World of Stupid's coming up next. We're going to talk about Lane Kiffin and what he had to say about Georgia coach Kirby Smart. Not so nice. We're also going to talk about Joe Mazzulla and what his staff did in a media game. And lastly, I want to get to the Super Bowl. talk a little bit about Bad Bunny and what some of the proposed halftime changes should be in other places that are going to have their own halftime show and who they're saying should do it. We get into that next here on the...
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Man. All right, time for some stupidness. Before I get to this sound from Lane Kiffin talking about Kirby Smart as Georgia and Ole Miss play this weekend, there was one story I wanted to bring up briefly. Talk about your all-time backfires for somebody not knowing who someone is. But also, so anyway, I'll just read it. Tweet was put out. Blake Snell is the first pitcher in postseason history with 10-plus strikeouts, one or no hits, and no walks in an outing of 8-plus innings. That was put out by Sarah Langs. Problem was that Jessica Brand put that out first. And someone feels like she copied and pasted it.
Right.
Do you know who Sarah Langs is?
No.
Sarah Langs is the girl that's been raising so much money for ALS that has ALS, and she's been covering sports. Mm-hmm. So she's been all over the country.
Right.
So even though she took what this woman put out, people were destroying this lady for going after her for doing it.
Really?
It was an all-time backfire for not realizing who she was. Even though, like, again, I think some reporters get caught up in this. I'm not breaking stories, so I don't give a rat's ass about those things. But people want credit when they break a story.
Yeah.
Or when you're first to it. That's why you see all these, so-and-so was first. This is going on, and Adam Schefter was first on it, or Chris Mortensen, whoever. But this is one of those stories where you're reading it, and I'm going, what went wrong? And then I finally clicked on Sarah Langs and figured out who she was. I'm going, oh, yeah, you can't say that. And people were getting even more pissed off because she didn't take it down.
Yeah, the funny thing was, like, the girl, the not Sarah Langs girl, I can't remember what her name, Jessica Brand, is that her name?
Jessica Brand, yes.
She was like, hey, we're on the same team. You don't have to do this. Like, I don't understand why you're taking my tweet. And the top comment was, are you out of your mind right now? And it had like 6,000 likes.
Yeah.
Really?
Yes. It definitely got hurt there. So, all right. I just wanted to bring that up because I thought it was interesting. Yeah. Be careful who you go after. Let's get to this. So Ole Miss is playing Georgia. I do want to say this. Kirby Smart and Lane Kiffin coached together for 2 years at Alabama. Defensive coordinator, quarterbacks coach, offensive coordinator for Lane Kiffin. A reporter asked a question about them, you know, kind of building up. Oh, you got the question in there? Okay, I'll let you listen to it here.
Off the wall question, you and Kirby, two most, probably some of the more demonstrative coaches on the field. Who do you think burns more calories in a game, you or him?
I don't know. That's a good question. I walked by the TV and saw his press conference today, so it doesn't look like he's burned too many calories.
Lane Kiffin, a-hole, does not care. And again, they might be friends, but yeah. Like, there's a big difference of making fun of somebody when they're in the room.
Yes.
And then this is nationally. Yeah. And look, I don't care what you say. Everybody talks about women getting, you know, defensive about their weight. Mm-hmm. Men do it too.
Sure.
Men absolutely do it. They don't like to talk about it, like to joke about it.
Yeah.
But you don't like somebody pointing out your flaws.
No.
Especially when it's a belly or whatever.
Absolutely.
Like when they shaved off my beard, I finally saw my chin. And then I saw my other chin. That's why I have a beard. What is that, Doc? Oh, that's your
actually,
second
your beard
chin.
Grew back quick.
Yeah.
I just noticed that.
It's just, I think it's even grayer than before. But no, like Lane Kiffin is such a jerk, man.
He is.
Now I wonder, like, is Kirby going to throw some shade back at him? What's going to happen? I mean, Kirby does look like he cuts his hair at home, doesn't he? He looks like he just, like, he's got the Flo-Bee out and he's cutting his own mm-hmm. hair. But talk about his weight. I don't know about that one. All right, let's get to another story here. As Lane Kiffin just assaulting Kirby Smart. Joe Mazzulla. I don't know if you've heard about this. This was an interesting thing where the media, they were going to have a media basketball game at the Celtics, you know, at Boston Garden. Yes. And then Joe Mazzulla told the media members when they got there, you guys aren't playing each other. You're playing the coaches. And then he went out and spanked their asses. They beat him like 60-4.
Who won?
The coaches.
Yeah.
The okay. coaches are all former players.
Of course. Yeah.
Joe Mazzulla was a great player at West Virginia. Yeah. He was an absolute dog. Like defensively, I wouldn't want to be the point guard going up against him. But he just said, you're not playing against each other. You're playing against the coaches. And they just ran them out of the gym, which I love that for some reason. It's hilarious. And it's just embarrassing. I'm looking up at the scoreboard here at one point, 48-4, make it 51-4. It just beat the crap out of them. Let me get to this last story because people are so upset over Bad Bunny. Let me just state my opinion. I don't think Bad Bunny should be playing the halftime show. And no, it's not because of, you know, like this type of music. I don't care what genre of music you pick. I just don't think you're pushing this towards the entire audience. You're trying to gain new viewers. You want people to tune in and watch football that haven't. Mm-hmm. I understand the business model. But when you have millions and millions of people watching this.
Yeah.
Is that really what you want to do? And you got all these other outlets saying that they're going to have their own halftime show, which, okay, then do it. Just have your own halftime show. What
how
is it?
Do that?
They'll have a concert at the same time that the game goes to half.
Oh, and televise somewhere
like,
else?
Like the Puppy Bowl. It's recorded and played. You know, like those. You can do whatever you want. But fans launched a petition, and I wonder which fans it was. I'm trying to figure out which group of people may have launched this, to replace Bad Bunny with renowned king of country George Strait. All his exes live in I love George Strait. I think he's got more number ones on the countryside than anybody, right?
Yeah.
Guys are just, but that's really what you guys want to do? You want to, George Strait is what you came up with? How about the idiots that came up with Lee Greenwood? Tell me another song he sings. Tell me another Lee Greenwood song. That guy is a bastard. He's a piece of garbage. Go look up Lee Greenwood. He's such a garbage human being. He's
really?
A sellout. Yeah. He created a Lee Greenwood Bible and was selling that. He has his name all. He changed the song for Canada.
Yeah, I heard that.
You come told me that. On, man. He's a scumbag.
How do you really feel?
It's just BS, man. But all right,
I don't want country music at the Super Bowl either. I'm not a big fan.
I like all types of music.
Yeah, I can listen to it. I've been to country.
I'm not happy about the Bad Bunny thing, but it didn't ruin my day. Like I didn't lose my mind and try to find someone else to get out there. And I don't care who it is. Pop music. Hell, you could have brought out some K-pop. I'd be jamming to that. Little 90s R&B in Korean.
Like that would go over well. You can't have a guy who speaks Spanish, which is the second language of this country. You're going to bring out a bunch of little Korean people.
I don't know. It all went downhill after Lady Gaga.
Oh, yeah.
Prince. After it went downhill after Prince.
That was the Colt Super Bowl, Prince. He used
who
the guitar.
Lady Gaga, do you
remember? San Francisco, wasn't it? Wasn't she out in, it was out in California, I thought. Didn't she jump off the thing at the end? Yeah.
It was 2010?
Was it that long ago?
Whichever one. No, it was like 2015 then. Whatever 51 was.
Wasn't it the one where Flacco won? The one
2017.
They introduced all the MVPs.
It was 2017.
Yeah. So that's your world of stupid. Nothing extremely filthy there. But again, like the Bad Bunny thing we've talked about. Joe, do you have an issue with him doing the halftime show?
If you don't like it, change the channel.
But
I don't like any of them, really. I find the halftime is when I go get more food and just do something. Yeah. I don't care that much.
But do you like the pick?
I don't have an issue with it. He's okay. The most streamed. He's a top five most streamed artist on the planet, Spotify.
Yeah, but Muhammad's the number one name in the world, and you're not going to pick that.
It's the same argument with it. Soccer is more important than it is the most popular sport in the world. Someone's going to like it. I don't really care. I'll just change the channel.
Bad Bunny.
I'll watch it. I just wanted to, you know.
I'm going to watch it, but again, it's not what I wanted.
I grew up with Puerto Ricans. I kind of miss them down here.
If it was me, Fish would be playing the halftime show. If it was up to me.
It'd be a 4.5-hour halftime.
Exactly.
Ooh, man. Get your balloons, $10.
Like, we're back from the break. Wow, wow, wow. Still on the same song.
Yeah. Joe's been dancing his ass off, sweating. This song's still going on.
Come down off a guide wire from the top.
All right. Hour number three is coming up. We'll get the shovels, Mike Bordick, a little bit later. But up next, over the last couple of weeks, have we witnessed just how important Lamar is to his team's overall success? 410-583-1057. Get in now on The Fan.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Coming at you live from Auto Trader, here's New Car Energy.
They're searching inventory. Mm. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. It's smarter car shopping just
for you. Find your next ride at autotrader.com, powered by Auto Intelligence.